As a young boy growing up in Mogadishu, Somalia, Aziz Osman loved to draw.
I used to draw my teacher while she was, you know, explaining something, you know. I tried to draw my friends also. Everyone I see, I draw.
In 1968, still in his early 20s, Osman left Somalia on a scholarship to attend the Academy of Fine Arts in Florence, Italy. He still remembers his first painting.
I had a postcard, Mogadishu postcard. I started painting, you know, copying that postcard. And I was so excited, really. For the first time, I realized it, you know, painting. You know, I did a painting.
As his skill developed, Osman focused his attention towards Impressionism, Abstract Expressionism, and African sculpture styles. He even studied architecture in Florence. But painting, simply for the sake of art, hasn't traditionally been a part of the Somali culture. Osman Mohammed Ali, executive director of the Somali Museum in Minneapolis, Minnesota, explains.
We had the kind of art before as a nomadic society, the Somali artifact. They were so creative.
The herders living in the bush would use the skins of their animals and wood from trees to create vessels for carrying food or water, ropes, utensils, and anything else they needed to survive.
At the same time, they have no education. So when the people moved and the civilization came, people start to go to school and learn the arts also.
Yet certain images were still forbidden. Islamic teachings prohibit any depictions of living beings with a soul, because this is thought to be an affront to God, as only God has the power to create life.
The religious people, they don't accept always, and ask the painters or those who make the drawings not to draw a human being or animals. You cannot create a human being with life.
After 20 years living, learning, and working in Italy, Aziz Osman eventually returned to Somalia just as a tumultuous civil war began to unfold.
I was in Somalia when broke the civil war. I tried to come in the United States, but it was a long, long, long journey, long road.
On the walls of the modest home in North Minneapolis that he and his wife share hang pictures of the life he left behind in Somalia. A woman shields her face from the sun as she walks through a dry, yellow-orange landscape with a water jug over her shoulder beneath a sharp blue sky. Two young Somali girls at a produce market stand apart from the crowd in their bright purple and blue hijabs and dresses with swirling designs. It was painting these scenes from his native Somalia that helped him cope with those first hard months of living in a new country.
The people, the village, you know, the farmers, the children playing. I remember one day I put all my paintings in a big room and I enjoy looking and watching.
His most recognizable and compelling works are abstract collections of colors, lines, and shapes. In the front room of his home hangs a large canvas covered in interlocking shapes of pale green, orange, crimson, black, and faded violet, all outlined with thick, bold lines and filled with striped and dotted textures. Many are inspired by the Civil War in Somalia. Hidden within these paintings is a deep and solemn feeling.
You don't see people, you know, smiling. It's really silent paint. You have to guess everything, you know, and look. There's no tranquility, but sadness and problems, you know.
Osman still thinks of Somalia and hopes to return to visit someday.
I miss Somalia. Really. I will go. One day, I don't know when we'll be, you know.
After 40 years of being a painter and teaching art classes to inner-city children, his dream is to help the next generation of Somali artists find their creative inspiration.
Because they are talented, very intelligent, the Somali children. We have some idea to open a kind of a school, you know, art. So that's our dream.
But until his dream becomes a reality, Osman says,
I continue my painting, you know, and always. No one can stop me. Only God.
In Minneapolis, I'm Noel Clark. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.